Yes. Or maybe donuts. What do you think?
I think it is that brownie crumb. What was it? The brownie crumble donut, heart-shaped donut, the brownie batter crumble donut, sprinkled with little bits of brownie. I think who wouldn't stop to see that, especially on Valentine's Day? Yeah. Kind of beats a box of chocolate, if you know what I mean, for that. Right? A dozen donuts. It's substantially big.
Well, maybe we should ask our guests if they have a preference. Donuts, candy, maybe both.
We can see. Well, you're listening to AM 930 WEOL Spotlight on North Ridgeville, presented by the North Coast Building Industries Association. This portion brought to you by the North Coast BIA, building lasting value for over 70 years. We talked yesterday with Judy Docks about things that are going on with the BIA. Of course, they have the members is really what makes up the Building Industries Association, and not only people that build, but people that repair, people install all sorts of different things. And that's why we have with us Cheryl Zabel from Hominick Door. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hominick Door. It's been around the North Ridgeville area here for quite a long time, right?
Yes. They started in Avon in 1955.
And everybody who has a garage door needs somebody to help them with it. You get it installed, and you do that part of it too, right?
Yes, we do. We do installing. We install doors, garage door openers. We do residential, commercial. We deal with Wayne Dalton. We deal with Haas. We deal with LiftMaster. We do all sorts of different, like, repair issues that people have. They give us a call, and then we schedule our different individuals out. They go out, do the services, and then we deal with all the different issues that they all have.
Right. What was your issue, Craig, that you had with the...
Oh, the motor burned. Well, the motor burned out once, and then my big springs, those two springs over the big door, one just popped.
Right.
You'll probably get that call. People
we
say,
do a lot,
I heard this big ping noise, and now I can't get out of my garage.
Yes.
Help me, right?
Yes, and that's that happens a lot when the weather changes. It's like mostly in the down position, the doors, the springs will break like that, and a lot of people are like, I can't open the door at that point in time. You know, you really can't lift the door. So what you do is, you know, they call us, we send somebody out, and, you know, it's a minor repair, basically. It happens a lot.
Well, minor to that regard, but if you're trapped inside, you have to get your car out, that's your big day, right?
Right. It's basically wear and tear. The springs are rated on a turn cycle, they call it. It's how many times you open and close that door is like the life expectancy of those. Most of them, you can get like 15,000 cycles out of them.
Wow. 15,000 times coming in and out of your garage and going up. But everybody, a lot of people, maybe it's almost standard now to have an electric garage door open. Right,
but a lot of people, that's a good thing. A lot of people do think that the spring is part of the opener. The spring is not part of the opener. It's actually a part of the door. So, you know, the opener is still going to work for them if it has a broken spring, but it's actually not going to lift that door unless you help assist it.
And I would think, too, you'd want a professional to come out and work with those springs because you have to know what you're doing to get those things properly installed.
They're very, very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing because you have to have the proper tools to put in there to wind and unwind those springs. When they do break, it is unwound. When you're rewinding those springs, you have to be careful because even professional people have, you know, had serious accidents because that spring comes back on you if you're not using the right tool and it could, you know, put your eyes out, and they're very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
We're talking this morning with Cheryl Zabel from Hominick Door as part of our North Coast BIA sponsorship for our spotlight here. Now in North Ridgeville, but not just Lorain County. You kind of go everywhere, right?
We do. We service Cuyahoga. We even go into Vermilion, a little bit of Erie County, not a lot. We do all the east side of Cleveland, Seven Hills, Cleveland Heights, Garfield. We do a wide area. We don't do too much towards the Akron-Canton area because that's a little far for us to go with our technicians, but we do service a large area around
here. How many technicians or trucks do you get out on the road in one time?
The whole entire company, we have 22 employees. We have about 8 installers that do nothing but installing the doors and the openers, and then we have about 5 that do the actual residential service part of it, like the garage door opener repairs, the door repairs, the springs, all that kind of stuff.
What about if I lose my remote and I'm trying to figure out how to, is that something that is available to get easily?
Yeah, you can come into our office and buy them over the counter. We sell parts for, like, gears for the motors. We do sell springs to people over the counter, but we tell them, you know, that we don't give out any information as far as how to do that in case of them hurting themselves for the liability. We sell, like, the transmitters. We even sell a few of the Genie transmitters if we are able to get those parts for them. And we sell, like, different things that go with the openers and things over the counter that they may be, that they may need.
Are garage door openers or things associated with them, are there any different from what they were 10, 15, 20 years ago in terms of technology or trends?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They have moved the openers into where now they have the Wi-Fi capability where you can actually connect those to your cell phone. Like if you're out of town, you can know by your cell phone if that door is open or closed. It gives you the capability of opening and closing it through your phone.
I usually find out when I come home and I'm driving in the neighborhood and think, who left their garage door opener? And it turns out, you know, whether who knows what's happening. I think I have an unleveled garage floor or something that's maybe causing a little bit of that.
So let me see if I understand. Bruce can go to Disney World and on his phone open his garage door?
Yep. If you have that app, it's an app that you add to your phone through your Wi-Fi. Yeah, you can just look at your cell phone. It'll tell you if the door's open or closed, and you can close it through the app on the phone.
I want to the point where I can come up and then just say, open door, and then it would open sesame. You know, that kind of thing when you were 5 years old and you thought this was the greatest thing, to be able to open the garage door automatically. But, of course, there are safety issues that are, I mean, we hear a lot of times of issues that happen with garage doors, small kids, things like that. So is that something that people can upgrade to, or do they have to get new systems?
Well, if you have an older system that doesn't have what they call photo eyes down at the bottom of the track, that's the reversing system. If they don't have that, they do most of the time upgrade to these systems now because they all come with it, because that's a law.
That's a standard thing.
That's a law, okay. Yeah. It has to have that reversing system because if something's under that door, and it takes about 3 minutes, 4 minutes for it to, when it hits that pressure point, to throw itself back so it doesn't smash somebody under the door.
Right. Okay, well, that sounds great. If people want to find out more about what's new with garage doors or they have issues with that, how can they basically contact you folks?
They could call Hominick Door Company. We're located in North Ridgeville. Phone numbers are 440-327-7270. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays, we're even available 8 to noon.
All right, we have about 11 minutes to get back to answer that phone when somebody calls at 8 o'clock, Cheryl. But we appreciate you coming in this morning. Enjoy a donut, what we have here at Dunkin' Donuts with the North Coast BIA Spotlight on North Ridgeville. Again, our guest this morning, Cheryl Zabel with Hominick Door. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate Thank you. Have a great day.